Takes us to the meeting minutes from February 26th. I'm happy to accept a motion to dispense with those. I'll second it.
Seconded by Lang on the motion. Herschel?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
Wouts?
Yes.
I see no old business, so that takes us to our new business. Before we move to the resolution at hand, I would like to address how this board approaches land use decisions that affect the future of Monclova Township. And I did write some things out. I wrote it so that I could just follow and not ramble on, which sometimes you can do when you sit up here. Rob doesn't, but, you know, some of us can. It's always been the intent of this board to prevent the annexation of Monclova Township and to retain local control of how development occurs. That means maintaining authority over zoning regulations, conditional use approvals, and site plan requirements, tools that allow us to impose safeguards and protect our residents, infrastructure, and quality of life. Tools we have successfully used for the last 20 years. Townships in Ohio operate under constant and real annexation pressure. When land is annexed into a municipality, municipality, we do not simply lose geography. We potentially lose tax base, regulatory authority, and the ability to place conditions on development that directly impacts our community. A former Board of Trustees member asked me about the agreement we had in place with our Jeds and CETA, and I told him it didn't hold up in mediation. But we continue to work on other ways to stop annexation and continue to explore the legality of the agreements in place. This is precisely why our approach regarding potential large-scale development, including hypothetical data centers, has been measured and strategic. Rejecting concepts prematurely or taking symbolic actions without considering annexation risk can unintentionally push development across our borders where township residents lose any voice or protection. Now that the city of Maumee has enacted a moratorium on this type of development, the landscape has changed. The township is positioned to consider similar action. Our strategy and our patience have helped maintain our jurisdiction and control. We thank you for your involvement and patience. We govern not only for the present moment, but with responsibility to protect the long-term integrity, resources, and identity of Monclova Township. If I read the political tea leaves correctly, I'm unsure that in 12 months we will even have the opportunity to discuss how we would handle the development of a data center. The state and federal governments seem to be moving away from local zoning for data centers. That will leave us without the opportunity to protect our neighborhoods, and those decisions will be made by people who aren't your neighbors. Let's watch carefully as this issue develops further. With that, I'd be happy to accept a motion on a resolution or further discussion.
A couple of things I would like to share.
Sure.
2 weeks ago down at the Ohio Township Conference, Eric and I had an opportunity to attend a very informative session for about an hour and a half on data centers. And, you know, a couple of things that come out to me, and I'll just kind of touch on a couple of points here. Actually, right now, Ohio is fifth in the country in data centers. There's currently 217 in the state. Over $11 billion in revenue has been generated. $40 billion in private investment. But a couple of things that I took away that, you know, there's actually five different types of data centers. And the hyperscale data center, which is being built down towards Bowling Green, that Meta and Google use, that is one type. There's what they call a co-location data center, which is a one that's built for future use. There's much smaller ones, such as an enterprise data center that could be 5,000 or 6,000 square feet that potentially one of our Fortune 500 companies in the township, Dana, or the Andersons could build. Like I said, it's not going to be some massive facility. There's also what's considered edge and micro data centers, and there's actually data centers that are being used in storage containers, 3 or 4 storage containers that are running data centers. So I know a lot of what's getting the national and state attention and is the hyperscale data centers, but like I said, with the Fortune 500 companies that we have within the township that are located in there, just keeping that in mind as well. Like I said, there was a good instruction by both the moratoriums that were discussed. The Ohio Revised Code says that the maximum is for 12 months, so that is the resolution that's before us. And if we do enact the moratorium, we have to, you know, Eric work with our zoning commission to which I would encourage him, or I guess direct him to with the board's concurrence, to the definition of these types of data centers, what the appropriate zoning would be, and then with the Board of Zoning Appeals, if the conditions that might be put in place. So we have our zoning commissioner, zoning inspector, we have a Board of Zoning Appeals in place currently, and our zoning commission that if we do enact the moratorium, that, like I said, we have to work towards the end means so that we have these additional protections, I should say, in addition to our zoning code in place. So if we do receive an application, it can be addressed at that time.
Eric has been instructed to do all that. So.
Did I summarize that, Eric?
You did, yeah. The assessment was very informative. You summarized it well.
You ready to make the motion? No, you have something to say?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
Imposing a temporary moratorium on the approval, establishment, or construction of any data center within the Montgomery Township for a period of 12 months.
Second.
Seconded by Lang on the motion. Lock.
Yes.
Lang.
Yes.
Herschel.
Yes.
Thank you.
Recent
what we figure out that what we need to do to make our department better and best serve the community of Montecolo. And we definitely keep an officer here all times. Only extreme situations do we pull that officer out for other things, but the majority of the time we have officers here all the time, as well as sometimes we pull officers from other districts in order to accommodate the citizens of Montecolo. Anything else I can think of? Any questions, anyone?
No, just I'm just kind of curious. I know John has mentioned a few times, or Lieutenant Leach, with the new substation. For those residents who don't know, the former highway patrol post on Airport Highway crossing Holmes is now a substation for Lucas County Sheriff. 24/7, so if you have issues, you can go out there. But response time is any hot buttons. I mean, what if your department seen other than speeding in the township? Any?
Well, we had somewhat rise in domestic violence.
Yeah, we noticed that on the report.
Yes, and as you know, with the domestic violence, we don't respond unless we have two units there for safety reasons. And that's one of the things on uprise in Montecolo is the domestic violence. So, like I said, what we do is we will pull another off from that district to accommodate that. And as you know, the substation is located in Montecolo. You know, so response time with that alone has been exceptional as far as getting back and forth, you know, to any calls within the district. No.
Does that happen across the board?
It's
winter, right?
Yes. It's across the board. It's not Montecolo. It's across the board. Any other questions?
Thank you.
No, thank you for your service. And just for the folks, you know, on not emergency calls, too, we just tell 911 and they'll direct it to them.
Yes, sir. You know, contact 911 if it's specifically Montecolo. We will take care of that matter. No matter, some people believe that, oh, I don't want to call 911 for that. You know, but this is a Montecolo, but you can call for anything. And I'll make sure that the officer gets there to either get you to talk with you or to give you advice or the next legal option or what you have. Even if you don't feel it's a police matter, they'll give us a call. Yes, ma'am.
Has there been any delay or difficulty? Are there dispatchers, and are they in Montecolo Township? How
does the dispatcher? Well, what they did was they changed the dispatchers. They consolidated all of them, which means we shared dispatch with Sylvania, Maumee, Toledo. So in each one of them are heavily staffed in order to accommodate the volume call for any district that comes.
Thank you.
Yeah, Jerry, she did.
That takes us to the 2026 Ohio Public Works Project. Harold, do you want to give us an update?
Good. Yes. Four bids were received for our 2026 resurfacing project, which includes the streets in Renwood, Ridgett Renwood, and Keystone Drive. Bowers Asphalt and Paving was the low bidder at $1,322,433.75. We also received bids from Durkin Paving, Henry Bergman, and the Shelley Company. The low bid is 10% below the engineer's estimate. And we have a lot of experience with Bowers Asphalt and Paving. As a matter of fact, they did our 2025 resurfacing project, and we didn't receive any complaints. So I'm asking to accept the bid from Bowers Asphalt and Paving for this year's project.
I move to accept the bid from Bowers Asphalt and Paving in the amount of $1,322,433.75 for the 2026 on Clovis Township, Ohio Public Works Commission Annual Resurfacing Project.
Second.
Second by Lutz. On the motion, Lutz?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
And I should mention, we will receive a $335,000 grant from OPWC, as well as a $335,000 zero interest loan. So we do get a little help from those projects. Then my next item is our 2026 crack sealing program. We sent the county engineer a list of 8.9 miles of township roads that we'd like to seal. They added 5.8 miles of their own, and we will bid those together. So I just need to approve a resolution to approve specifications and permission to advertise that project so we can put it out for bid.
I move to approve resolution 0217202602, approving specifications and permission to advertise the 2026 Monclova Township Crack Sealing Program, and further move to approve resolution 0217202603, adopting the provisions of the Joint Cooperation Agreement between Monclova Township and the Lucas County for the 2026 Crack Sealing Program.
Second.
Seconded by Lang. On the motion, Lang?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Lutz?
Yes.
And my last item for action this evening, we last September asked the county engineer to include sections of Monclova Road in their 2026 thin overlay program. The intention was to resurface sections of Monclova Road affected by the sanitary sewer construction. The county engineer has done that, and they're asking us to sign a joint cooperation agreement, so I have a resolution approving that.
I move to approve resolution 0217206-04, adopting the provisions for a joint cooperation agreement between Monclova Township and Lucas County for the 2026 thin overlay program.
Second.
Seconded by Lang. On the motion, Lutz?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes. Thank you. That takes us to our reports, and that's you, Mr. Fiscal Officer.
The only thing I have on my report is the payment of bills. And the next meeting.
Motion to pay the bills is submitted by our fiscal officer, total money $255,233.65.
Seconded by Lutz. On the motion, Lang?
Yes.
Lutz?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
And if I could just mention, under correspondence, I know a number of you have sent the township emails regarding various issues, but lately about the data center. But just after 40 years in the banking industry and our cybersecurity experts, if you send something to us, it's got an attachment or a link. Generally, we delete those just because we're told too often that suspicious malware and spyware can come in. So if you do send us an email, don't attach any attachments or links to it. So the chances are we won't read it because we're trained not to do that because of bad guys out there trying to get malware and spyware and hackers and all that good stuff. So
cybersecurity is becoming quite an issue for us. That takes us to our updates from the administrator. I did have something, right? You're just going to say the rest of my report is informational.
It is. You have to answer any questions you may have.
I have the opportunity to speak with Lake Erie West Regional Council. It used to be TEMACOG at the great event Chuck hosted Association, and she highlighted the work she's doing with other entities about connectivity. So I was able to grab her, and she doesn't think there's any reason we can't get a connectivity report pronto. And she said, is Rob working with you? And I said, yes, I think so. So if you just follow up on that. And if it's not Raj you speak to, if you go right to Sandy Spelling, she is aware that we want, we'd like a whole plan developed, but we want sooner rather than later some immediate ways to connect our Salisbury Road to our bike trail.
And north-south connect to the Cannonball somewhere out that way.
Yeah.
Not by way to Spencer.
Is there anything else we need to discuss with our... our administrator? That would take us to department reports and zoning.
Okay. It's been a fairly busy month so far. And, I had 16 new residences, which that would be a lot even in July, so that's busy. And then one garage over 1,000 square feet, two signs, one site plan review submitted, one fence permit, one deck permit, and then a pool permit. And the rest of my report is information if you have any questions.
Any questions for Eric? I have roads and maintenance on the report. Do you want me to try to summarize it, or do you want to summarize it? Looks like they've been taking salts. The building's under control. We continue to work on that pine tree. Calibarium, we all discussed at conference, and hopefully we can get that done.
I think Doug is working on a number of plans, which he'll start to see improvements. There will be some sound guards up at the pickleball courts on Keener, replacing the carpet with concrete later this year. He's looking at Barbara and Kate, a columbarium at Roth Cemetery over there at Keener, and some playground improvements and some additional equipment for the maintenance to increase efficiency.
Great report, Chuck. Thank you. That takes us to fire.
I don't have any items for action this meeting. Provided you with a breakdown of statistics for the start of January 26th. Starting off very busy for us, 205 total incidents. And the rest of the report is largely informational. If there's anything question-wise you have.
We are planning an executive session to continue our discussion about personnel issues. But before we adjourn to executive session, we'd be happy to take public comment. I have some thoughts.
My name is Lynn Cox. Resident of the Township of Royal Timbers. First of all, I'd like to thank you all for your vote on the moratorium. Very much. Like many people, part of my financial security is tied up in my home. So I have two simple questions and would appreciate an answer before the meeting ends. The first is, what assurance can you give of us that none of your decisions while in office will adversely affect our home values? And my second question is, are you willing to change the zoning back to where it was before you added data centers as conditional use? And that's it.
Thank you. Lisa. understand that there are many different kinds of data centers. We had a very rough start, if you all recall, back in, I think, the first week of November, when we all descended upon you. I want to remind you, however, that all of us are the reason why you are here. If we were not here, you would not be here, and you would not have anything to be protecting. So, I'm not going to beat a dead horse about the mocking and the ridiculing of us when we came to you with concerns back late fall, or the eye rolling, or the eye rolling. I'd like to say that today is a new day. We have 12 months to take prudent steps to think about what you all want to do to protect and preserve our community, our home values, our quality of life, our health, whether it's a small co-location data center or a hyperscale data center that would like to come in and take over the land. I get it about the annexation as well. But I do want to remind you to invite us and welcome us in our wisdom, our life experiences, our research, our professional experience. We can help you to do your job to work for Monclova. So how about we agree that today we dispense with the eye rolling, we dispense with attitude, we move forward with emotional intelligence and the basic intelligence and dedication to do what's right for Monclova Township. And that's all I ask of you. And I thank you for your time.
Research on data centers, and I came across this, and this sort of sums up how we feel about data centers. And this is a quote, but I don't remember who it was from. It says, "It's not us data centers, it's you. Until you learn to pay your own way, prevent harm to our environment, and be more transparent in your dealings with local communities, we're going to have to put you on pause." This issue cuts across party lines with majority of voters from both parties saying that the downsides of AI centers outweigh the benefits. And I think we'd all agree on that. And what I want to say is we want to help you guys. We know you have other issues to worry about other than data centers. This is one of the bigger townships around. And just like some other places have done around, I would encourage you to start a commission, whatever you want to call it, that has some people that are for data centers, some that are against data centers, and of course, one of the trustees. Because if you get different people together on different sides, and one brings up a point, the other one brings up their point, you can get real information. So I would encourage you to do something like that so that we can help you do your job. That's all. And thank you for voting for us. I think it's Judy. Judy?
Shomos.
Shomos. Sorry. Shomos. That's great. Yeah. Chuck knows I call him his bank. I'm Judy Shomos. I live in Waterside. And I just wanted to come. I collected my thoughts way too different ways. And I'm really happy that you have voted for the 12 months. I think everyone here, from everyone here, is really excited about it. And again, if we can be assistance to you, it's a wealth of information what we have here on several people. And I just want to say thank you very much. We're in a road to live our lives the way we want to live them. We came out here. And it means so much to us. Thank you. You might want to respond to any of those.
No, just as far as, you know, we have directed Eric to work with our Zoning Commission and our Board of Zoning Appeals to
above to come up with, you know, and they'll recommend it if they think the text amendment should be changed or not, and go through the process of that, what that looks like, or, you know, if there's appropriate, you know, different types of data centers, if maybe different types of zoning are needed. You know, just like we're currently updating some things that, for example, to eliminate diesel generators in the township. You know, right now there's nothing to prevent you as a homeowner from putting a diesel generator in your house. Your neighbor might not like it, but just like, hey, if the power goes out, not that it did during the recent winter, but things like that. So we're constantly updating our zoning code to protect all of our residents. You know, the township has 16,000 residents in the township. So, Lynn, when you say, you know, are we going to do what's best, we look at 16,000 residents. You know, when we had the decision a few years ago, and Anderson's building their rural headquarters, you know, we had to look at what was best for the entire township. Certainly, it impacted 15 or 20 homeowners on Manley Road, but we had to look at what was best for the entire township. Now, certainly, if a data center was to look at the Black Road or the Maumee property, and that would impact a lot more residents. So we're constantly looking at what is the benefit of the entire township, not just, you know, and we look at that from road projects to south side of the airport. You know, people say, you know, we work with the port, and if they build another warehouse, there's going to be more truck traffic on 28. Well, it's kind of a cause and effect. You have to look at from a 10,000-foot perspective of what's best for the 16,000 residents of Montclair Township.
And I think the proof is in the pudding. Last I knew, our property values were the highest in Lucas County. So I don't know that I can protect your individual property, but I think we've proven, this board has proven, we've done the work here in the township to keep our property values the best in the county. So part of that is, you know, we have great builders. Part of it is we have new houses. So I think that answers the question. And Lynn, you'd have to tell me the second one again, or the first one again.
Are you willing to go back to?
Oh, yeah.
Well, the text amendment, I think we're referring that to our zoning commission and our Board of Zoning
Appeals. Stay tuned. Yeah. If something better comes up, absolutely, we're open to something better all the time.
For the next 12 months, though, nothing came in there anyway, according to the zoning. Yeah. And it's only for data centers.
And Diana, committee is working on helping us. We thought, we being me, thought it best not to put a current trustee on that. And so we recommended a past trustee to sit on that committee. So if you want to get involved, I'm sure those people will reach out to you, and you can join that committee working to make sure we have the best plan available. But like I said, I don't think that we're going to have that opportunity. It's going to be taken over by the state or the federal government.
And the property in question on Black Road is zoned agricultural, so any type of manufacturing, electrical generation, any other type of use other than agricultural housing, or, you know, at least 12 months from now, cannot go in there without a zoning change.
But a data center could.
Not for the next 12 months.
I know, but I mean, it's month 13.
But that's what we're directing our zoning commission and Eric to work with them to bring recommendations back to us to see what's appropriate for all types of data centers, from the micro ones to the, you know, all of that.
And we also heard you that we need to be loud or need to get microphones, and we can add some chairs, so we hope you'll still come to the meeting over the next 12 months. You don't have to wait until month 12 to come back. So
are you willing to get a larger room for these meetings?
This is our room. We have purchased a building, and we're exploring what that would cost to do it. But no, this is our room. This is where we record. These are our offices. This works.
I mean, the recording and the video facilities are in here. So to duplicate that in another room, I mean, we could look at adding more chairs. I don't know. That's up to What's the number on the
right, don't say it, Chief.
the
sheriff's left already. But.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, sure.
Thank you. On the work of the Zoning Committee, what, so those of us who don't know, what is the process for updating us on the recommendations? Would it be in this type of meeting? Would it be published? How would we know what's happening there in due time?
Sure.
Yeah. So basically, the way it would work is that we would come up with draft language. It would go to the Planning Commission. The Planning Commission would do a staff report on that language and then maybe add some opinions or conditions that they think would be helpful. Then it goes to the Planning Commissioners, who then have a public hearing.
Changes to the zoning resolution comes back to our Zoning Commission. Zoning Commission will look at everything. They can accept any changes the Planning Commission chose to recommend, or they can reject any additional changes, and then if they want to add anything to the language, they certainly could. And then finally, it goes to our Board of Trustees. After updated language would be approved by the Board of Trustees, then the zoning resolution would get updated, and then it would get updated on the website, and then it would just be updated.
But there's a public hearing at each level, the Planning Commission, the Zoning Commission, and the public hearing. So
that's
each
correct.
With a 30-day notice. So there is a public hearing at all three levels.
And our zoning agenda is online as well.
And the complete file, the draft file is always online. And
okay.
It's public hearing.
Would the notices be then on the app?
We have information on the website. We're not going to send out a notice of every meeting, right? That, because people would be getting that meeting. It's the first Monday. It's the second Monday. It's the third Monday. And it's going to be, you're going to be reminded on our app, hey, take a look at the website for the schedule, and the agenda will be on the schedule. On the yeah, yes.
Sorry.
See, I didn't say that right. I need to write it down. The agenda will be on the website as well.
Given the size of that project, of the zoning project, we won't hold you to it, but what-ish is the timeline? Is it a three-month thing? Is it 6 months?
We're not planning to update the entire zoning resolution, so I know that Eric has to go through certain steps. Yes, I would say 3 months, 6 months, somewhere in that neighborhood.
Okay.
And as Chuck said, you can't just place a moratorium on this. You have to do work during the moratorium, so we need to maybe stretch some after that, come up with some new work to do after that.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes, I shouldn't be doing this.
Molly passed a resolution where if any zoning change related to data centers was passed, it had to come back to the council to be final approved. Would we be able to have that?
Yeah, that's a city process, right? That's a city process.
Right.
This is a
right.
Township process, and we just went through that township
right.
process. It's always the same. It has to go to the Planning Commission to change our zoning. It has to go to the Zoning Commission to change our zoning, and then it finally comes to us. So you would have three times where there would be public notice.
Thank you. Okay.
And why I said I shouldn't be doing this is because we have to do things consistently every meeting, or we can land in trouble. So the plan is to sign up on the sheet and then take the people who talk. If I just have random conversation, when I don't have random conversation, we could get in trouble.
Yeah.
But you don't
and just,
know what your question is until you're hearing.
Just sign up. Just sign up then.
And just
you go to a school board meeting, it's the same way. You sign up and you cannot talk.
Yeah.
It's how a public meeting keeps order. We've been doing more town hall meetings, and we can get ourselves
in trouble.
If you don't do it every time, people are saying, well, you let them do it, and you didn't follow your own rules, and that's why you have rules, and you follow them. So that's why the rule is sign up.
Right, so I'm going to stop, come back two weeks from now, and sign up. Yeah, you can say
so just so when anything, a zoning change, goes through the process, let's say we're changing a corner for a gas station. Well, the neighbors don't like it. We get it approved. Goes through this whole process. The zoning change does not take effect until 30 days after it's passed by the Board of Trustees. And during that 30-day period, the residents have an opportunity to put a referendum on that. They would have to go out and get signatures and say, hey, we don't want a gas station here. We want it to be whatever. So during that period, if there's an opportunity for a referendum, it would require 10%
more, 15 now.
Of the whoever voted in the previous certified voters in the previous gubernatorial election. So it'd be about 500 signatures from Monclova Township.
And what Chuck just brought up is part of the debate of the data center. We chose the option with the most restrictions, which would be conditional use. We could make it little. We could make it brick. We could make it, The process he, and that does not allow you to do a referendum. The process he just described would be a data center, would be put in commercial, and you could referendum it. That's going to be part of the discussion Eric is going through with his team again, and his team is expanding to the county as well, or whatever other experts we might need. With that, I thank you all for being here. We're going to move to executive session. That was a motion. Returning from executive session with no business to conduct, so I would make a motion to return to general session.
Second.
Seconded by Loux. On the motion, Lang.
Yes.
Loux.
Yes.
Herschel.
Yes.
I would accept the motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Seconded by Loux. On the motion, Herschel.
Yes.
Loux.
Yes.
Lang.
Yes.
Tell me I'm not saying. I said
you
your
said
name.
Exactly.
Okay. I feel like I'm saying.
I'm starting to hear it. You're starting to do it really good. I'm starting to hear it.
Like I'm, you know, I missed the meeting and I'm going to get it right. Figure out how many shifts these are here.
But then say,
now.
So the school buildings are.